Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for February 16th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Doing great, sir. Let's start with Research Week. It's hard to believe that it's time once again for the annual event.
That's exactly right, but it's a very special event. Of course, research is one of the three pillars of any land-grant university. The other two are teaching and extension, which is basically extending the knowledge gained at the university with our state, the nation, and the world. So at OSU, research is really pushing the boundaries in various fields of study. Unmanned aerial vehicles is a good example. And of course, we do a lot of research in the area of agriculture and engineering and the sciences. And it raises our national profile, which is good, and it brings money into the state in terms of grants and contracts. This Research Week is really the opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the scholarly work of our faculty and our students. And students especially are especially a big part of this because we really try to put students into research projects when they first come to school. We think undergraduate research is a tremendous learning tool and enables our students to work alongside experts in every field, virtually every field you can think of. This week, we have activities that cover nearly every discipline on our campus. Events include scientific seminars, lectures, music theater, artistic presentations, and, of course, displays of student research. So, and by the way, if you want to go to one of the three panels that will be a highlight of the week, we have one on ways childhood adversity impacts health outcomes, the complex and fascinating world of microbes, and research on fire.
And finally, Burns, another annual tradition is coming to campus next week, one that is supportive of our veterans.
That's exactly right. It's our Veterans Entrepreneurship Program. It's a week-long program that for American military veterans who want to start a business or grow an existing business. It's run by our Riata Center for Entrepreneurship and our Spear School of Business, and it's really earned national attention and has impressive results. Many thriving businesses from that the program has assisted, I think 17 actually have revenues of over $1 million. This year, 16 military veterans representing four of the five military branches will participate in the boot camp starting on Saturday, February 18th. They come from Oklahoma as well as nine other states. They'll be provided practical skills that empower these veterans to become financially independent. We have faculty members and industry experts that provide their knowledge. It's completely free for our deserving veterans, and it's another way that we thank our veterans here at Oklahoma State University.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.